the Word of God. From the Scriptures. The Quran is the Book of God. It has been preserved in its entirety since its revelation to the Prophet of Islam between c. 610 and 632. It is a book that brings glad tidings to humankind, along with divine admonition, and stresses the importance of man's discovery of the truth on a spiritual and intellectual level. Translated from Arabic and commentary by Maulana Wahiduddin Khan, when the sky is cleft asunder, and when the stars are scattered, when the seas overflow, and when the graves are laid open, then everyone will know what he has sent ahead, and what he has left behind. O man! What is it that lures you away from your bountiful sustainer, who created you, fashioned you and proportioned you, in whatever form he pleased? Yet you deny the last judgment. Surely, there are guardians watching over you, noble recorders, who know all that you do. The virtuous will dwell in bliss, whereas the wicked will be in hell, which they shall enter on the day of judgment, and from which they will find no escape. What will make you realize what the day of judgment will be? Again, what will make you realize what the day of judgment will be? It will be a day when no human being shall be of the least avail to any other human being. God, alone, will hold command on that day. 82:1-19. The Quran informs us that the day of judgment will finally come. All of humanity will be assembled on that day and will be rewarded or punished according to their deeds. These tidings are absolutely consistent with the present condition of the world. Indeed, the meaningful creation of man has its justification in this announcement. Moreover, a system exists in the present world for the recording of the words and deeds of man. That becomes understandable in the light of what the Quran tells us.